Oh, hey guys, it's Annie Talk. And we're completing our series in honor of BTS Festa 2020. We've done an episode dedicated to each member. Today is our last one.
Our beautiful boys.
And today it's about who?
Jungkookie.
Cookie. Jungkookie bus. Okay. So, our Cookie is the youngest member.
Yes.
He's our golden maknae.
Yes.
He's also your bias.
Yes.
So this is like an extra special episode for you.
Extra special.
Not that you don't love all the members, but...
Yeah. And I kept saying, I was like, Mom, Dad, I love all of, like, all of them are bias. And you guys were like, stop lying to yourself.
Right. Let's just get down to the nitty gritty.
Oh my God.
Okay, so let's talk about Jungkook. So, Golden Maknae, name the Golden Maknae because he's pretty much, I shouldn't even say pretty much, he's good at everything. How fortunate to be that person that is just good at everything. This is me being a mom, but you're kind of good at everything.
Thanks.
Like, everything that you try, you're good at. Yeah, I don't know what that's like.
I actually have to work hard to be good at stuff.
Okay, so things that he's really great at, singing,
dancing,
rapping, even though we don't feel like they feature his rapping skills enough. Like, yeah. I would love to have a song where he legitimately raps.
Yeah.
Like, he just like really raps. Sports, he's very athletic.
Very.
I would say the most athletic of all the members. I think that Jin has taught him things like about lifting weights and going to the gym. But I feel like he had like a natural athleticism even before BTS.
That. Mm-hmm.
And then like we've talked about that show before where they do all like the Olympic athletic games idols. We really need to learn the name of that.
I know, because we always...
Yeah. Anyways, he does really well in that.
Just
He's
dominates.
A great sprinter. I am so amazed by his sprinting skills. Like, when it's his turn to sprint, we're like, okay.
He's like, no.
We got this.
Yep. We're Jungkook like, okay, sprinting. Jungkook's... Yep. Mm-hmm.
He is... He's gotten tall.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he was the youngest, and he kind of like...
Took off.
Yeah, he's like a little, grown like a little weed there, you know? he has a bunny smile.
Yes.
Which we love.
I love this little
smile.
Oh my
God.
I was going to say something. Why do I always forget?
I don't know, but you got to stop saying I was going to say something.
Sorry.
okay. Things that break my heart is sometimes he hurts himself.
Yeah.
Because he just... puts everything into what he does.
And he's so like,
oh my gosh. He's like, doesn't like have any reserve thinking. Like, there's no part in his brain that's like, well, you could get hurt. You know? Like, he doesn't have that. Because he's like, his brain is still like, fun, active energy. There's no like, well, wait a minute. You know, he doesn't have that yet. I think partly because he's young, too. And, like, and literally, let me tell you guys. Like,
here's, let me tell you
it's
guys.
It's a science lesson time.
Oh.
Like, the prefrontal cortex of your brain, it's, like, the front part of your brain, doesn't fully mature till you're, like, in your mid-20s.
Isn't that for boys?
Yeah. And girls, it's probably a little earlier. But even so, it's still, like, in your early 20s. And that part of your brain is the part where, you're, like, your judgment.
Yeah.
And your rational thinking.
Decisions
where that is housed. And it's also, okay, fun fact, it's also the part that's first affected when you drink alcohol. Like when you start drinking like a beer, it inhibits that part. That's why people act crazy when they drink. Because that part just shuts down. Okay. So anyways, so Jungkook's prefrontal cortex, not fully
has
developed.
Has not formed yet.
And
you have to remember, it's like, he joined BTS and started training at... Oh, now I remember what I was going to say. Yay!
Okay, good.
Okay, so he started training when he was super young. And, like,
so young.
He auditioned for... So this is what I was saying. Anyways, he auditioned for so many different companies, and, like, so many of them wanted him. Anyways, and because he started so young, like... I feel like his mind hasn't left, like, he's obviously matured in the sense of wisdom, but I feel like his mind hasn't left in, like, what age he is, like, mentally, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, like, there's a part of him that's still the same age that he was when he started auditioning, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. What else? Okay, so we talked about how he's good at everything, he's super athletic. He doesn't have prefrontal cortex development yet. let's talk about each of his skills.
Oh my
okay,
god.
Okay, so let's talk about
you singing.
Singing? Okay.
Yeah, let's do singing.
Epic.
Yes.
Epic.
My dad, he always says this, he loves his voice because it sounds trendy. It sounds like very futuristic, like in almost like also like an American singer too,
yes.
Kind of.
Yes. Like, we talked about falsetto.
Yeah.
Jungkook has a lot of falsetto. Like, he sings, like, the very high, airy, breathy notes a lot. It's, like, a little bit Bieber.
Yeah, exactly.
He also, you know what's interesting about Jungkook? When he sings in English, he pronounces words very well.
Yeah, he does. Remember there was a time when they did an interview and they asked, like, who studies English the most? They said Jungkook.
Yeah, but he still says he's not as proficient as he wishes he was.
Yeah.
I think he still has, like, a little bit of, like lack of focus, maybe.
Oh,
or he
yeah.
gets bored easily. Uh-huh. And so he's like, okay, I've studied English for 10 minutes. Like, I need to move on.
Yeah.
Like, what's
because
next?
He's so active and he
right.
has so much energy.
Right.
He can't express it by just sitting down and learning.
Right.
Like, he has
as
to...
opposed to, like, Namjoon, who I could picture could sit there for, like, 2 hours.
Just nonstop
studying
learning.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay, so his singing skills.
Sometimes I cannot talk.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Let's talk about singing. Euphoria. I love Euphoria.
Yeah.
That showcases his talent
everything.
So well.
It's so beautiful.
And we saw him sing that in person.
I know.
Another blessing in our lives.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that was...
His voice is very stable, too, because in Euphoria, like, when he performs it, like, he gets on, like, I want to call it, like, a hook kind of thing. I don't know. What else would you call it?
Flying hook.
So he stands on that, but while he's still in the air, also sweating and breathing hard because he was dancing,
right.
His voice is still very clear, yep. Very stable.
Yep.
Even like when they just do choreography and like if he like jumps or like bends down or moves his head really fast, like his voice still stays very stable.
A lot of breath control. So you can tell that he probably does like a lot of cardio in his life too. Because you have to be in really good shape to be able to, like, jump around stage and dance and, like, maintain...
Everything else.
...that vocal control that you were just talking
I
about.
I know. That's so crazy. Anyways.
Okay. So, let's go to dancing now.
Oh, my gosh.
Up there with J-Hope and Jimin easily and often the featured dancer when they dance as a group.
Mm-hmm.
I think they put him in the center a lot because...
His movements are very big and, like, he knows just where to... Like, if they're popping, like, he knows where his head or his arm mm-hmm. needs to be, like, and he can hit stuff, and I don't know. I think he's, like, a big, like, again, with, like, being trendy, like, hip-hop is very trendy, and, like, the type of dance style that he can put into his dancing is, like, K-pop, like, very boy band, like, K-pop, trendy kind of style.
Yeah, and I think that he's the most well-rounded dancer. If that makes any sense.
Oh, I think Jimin is.
Really?
Yeah,
think Jungkook is.
Because in terms of well-rounded, like, Jimin has the contemporary, the popping, the hip-hop. He has ballet. Like, Jungkook doesn't have ballet,
okay.
Contemporary, lyrical, or tap, or anything.
Okay.
Like, he just basically... But he did go to LA to train and dance for a while. So I think he's very well-rounded in the sense of strength and like, hip-hop.
Okay. So. The other thing, the other reason why I think he's in the middle a lot besides his dancing skills is because he's also the main vocalist a lot of mm-hmm. times. So they're like, well, let's just put like
him with him his vocal
and his dance like right there. Like on. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of transitions you'll notice where it gets Jungkook back to center. Like, and then he'll like, they'll feature somebody else and then bring Jungkook back to center, you know?
Yep.
Okay. So singing, dancing, rapping, he does not rap enough.
I know.
So, and he's supposed to come out with his own either playlist or mixtape.
Do it now. Just.
And I think that we'll hopefully get some rap on that.
Oh,
him.
Yeah. Please.
I would think so.
He also just came out with a song called Still With You, which is such a beautiful song. Mm. It's really pretty. Mm-hmm. Like, very beautiful.
Yeah. He does a lot of covers, too.
Yes. Thank God, because I'm always like, oh, I wish this K-pop idol would sing this song. And Jungkook gives us that. Yep. Like, he's sang To You by Justin Bieber. Yep. He sang, is it Paper Hearts by, yep. is it by Maroon 5? Or is that a different song?
I don't know
song?
Who sings the original, but.
Okay.
Yeah, but he does a lot of covers, and they all sound great.
Yeah.
You know what else I love? I love when BTS does Christmas songs.
Really?
Yeah. Aww. I do love that. I really want BTS to put out just a Christmas album.
My dad always plays Christmas songs, so now I have a weird grudge against Christmas songs. Oh, wow. Even like after Christmas is over, he's playing Christmas songs.
I
so
love
I'm like,
BTS's Christmas songs. Okay. So, let's see. What else? He is the one that we've seen grow up the most.
Yeah. Because he was a baby when he
first
joined.
He was such a baby when he started.
He was very, like, very much
and like a baby. And, like, Tae is, like, basically the same age as him.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I guess because we all knew Jungkook was the baby, he just is the one that, like, literally
looks like he is,
grew up before our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think that... I don't know. I think that there's this weird thing where I'm like, wow, like, was he extremely lucky that this is the life that he had? Like, I mean, this was pure destiny
mm-hmm.
because he was so young.
Yeah.
You know, this was, and I wonder, like, I don't know that much about him as a kid. Like, I don't know. Like, I would love for his parents to be like, oh my god, he was so hyper. Like,
yeah.
You know, or was he always hurting himself back then, too?
Yeah. Is he
He
like
has
the same...
a scar on his face, so maybe.
Oh, well, do you remember what the
well,
scar
what?
Is?
No, what? Tell me, you're so excited. Go ahead.
So, I just read this the other day, but the scar on his, like, cheek is from when him and his brother got into a fight when he was very young, like when they were kids. His brother scratched him and he left a scar on
his
face.
Wow, that must have been a bad scratch. Mm-hmm. Or he just picked at his scab.
Yeah, I bet that's what he did. That's the kind of kid he seems like he is. Like, even when he had stitches, he was probably like...
poking at it all the time. Oh my god, speaking of his stitches on his foot, that broke his heart.
It really did.
I think that was a little bit of a changing point in his life where he's like, whoa, like I can't act a fool.
I can't act
all
a fool.
The time. Like I gotta be a little responsible because it's not just me, it's me in BTS.
And
it's
me
my
to
members.
Army.
And yes, and it's all the people that count on BTS. Like you guys have to remember, BTS is a whole team of like hundreds of people.
And like there's behind every member, there's like 20 people who are getting paid just to work with that mm-hmm. one member. You know what I mean? Like, imagine there's a stylist for each member. There's a makeup artist for each member. There's a hairstylist for each member. Like, there's everything else, like from personal trainers, from dieting,
so
from
it's
everything.
It's the thing where like people are depending on you because you're their livelihood. You supply them with money to pay their bills and, you know, take care of their families. And I know that that's like a very dramatic way to look at this, but it's true.
It's true.
Like, BTS supports families. Like, mm-hmm. families depend on BTS because their parents work for them.
Or it's because we love them so
well,
much.
Well, and I know. And I don't want to take away from that. I'm just trying to say things that aren't maybe obvious.
Yeah.
So I think, and like I said, I think that was a turning point for Jungkook where he was like, whoa, like, I have to take care of myself because people depend on me.
Mm-hmm.
People really do. And I did notice like a little bit of a shift in him.
And do you remember he did a V Live and he talked about, like, I think he was talking about how, I can't remember his exact words, but about how he needs to, like, calm down and, like, not be so
wild. There was, and then
that all went away.
That went away, like, 2 weeks later. Yeah. But I think overall, like, he
thought about it. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he did kind of calm down, because what we had said, we don't know, we still don't know how he injured himself, you know what I mean? But it could have been, because, like, we all see, like, BTS when they're in rehearsals, like, they mess around and stuff, and we were like, what if he was messing around and something happened?
Yeah, you know what and mean? I bet, I mean, I don't know, I shouldn't speculate, but, I mean, I think that's partly why he felt so bad. He was like, this was not
something
necessary.
Something I could have avoided,
injury. And he was heartbroken. When he would sit on stage and he would just sing and
he would be crying.
He was like, and the members would have to come console him. And he felt terrible. And then that made us feel terrible. We're like, stop crying.
Like, it's okay.
My baby bunny's crying. So anyways, but at the same time, I love that wild child streak in him.
I really do. I think that's why he's my bias.
And I don't want him to ever lose. I don't want any of the members to ever lose their core being.
Like their, like,
what makes them them, you know? And not just the members. I don't want any of our listeners. I don't want you guys to ever lose that. Like, don't sacrifice who you are. Because it really takes all of us together shining our own light to really make the planet a beautiful place.
It really does.
So anyways, what else can we talk about?
What else?
His art. He's a good artist.
Oh my god, he's such a good drawer. He turned everything. What the heck? I'm jealous of him. The reason why he's my bias is because I'm jealous of him.
Right. We secretly want to be Jungkook. So. I wonder if that's true. I wonder if people... You pick your bias because you secretly want to be those qualities that they have.
That's how I pick my biases in groups. I've always noticed that, like Taemin and Ten, like, I don't want to admit that they're my biases, but they are. But it's because I want to, like, be them. Right. So.
I don't have a bias. What does that mean?
That means you're not jealous of
them. I could just be in denial. Maybe. Just don't want...
Well, we kept thinking that you had a bias, and then you're like, I don't.
Anyways, back to Jungkook.
Anyway.
He's a great artist. He can draw, he can sketch, he can paint. I can't remember their pottery episode.
He was good. Yeah, he was pretty good.
I can't remember. But he can make a mean cup of espresso.
And then not drink it because he don't like coffee.
He doesn't like coffee, but he can sure make it. He just made kimchi. Remember on the Festa party? The when everyone was done, he was like, I'm taking this leftovers. Yeah, I'm going to add some kimchi. And then I'm just going to eat it.
Make a stir fry.
And they had to tell him, like, stop eating. Like, we need to move on. Like,
I know,
stop eating.
They were like, stop eating. And then I think it was Jin who started pulling the pan away from him. He was, like, following it with his mouth.
Speaking of Jin, I really think Jungkook and Jin have, like, a really close relationship.
I think that if anyone is like, this person feels like my real brother, it's Jungkook and Jin. And when we first got into him, all my dad could say is, are you sure they're not real brothers?
Yeah, he thought they were real brothers. Said.
Because they do. They look like it. They act like it. Mm-hmm. Like, everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're real brothers.
Yeah, real brothers. Okay, well, we've almost hit 20 minutes, so I think we better call it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, my God. We're so excited for the Bing Bing Con.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We didn't even talk about his style.
Dang it. Hurry up and talk about his style.
I love his style. There you go.
Okay, Jungkook is, like, casual, don't make me dress up kind of style.
Yeah, like it's like messy but put together.
And he loves black.
Yes. I dress like him anyways.
Yes, you dress like him. Okay, style complete. Check.
Boom. Okay, Bang Bang Con.
So, guys, Bang Bang Con tonight. It's 6 p.m. Korea Standard Time, which in our time zone is 2 o'clock in the morning.
So you best believe we stay enough to watch.
Well, so I think our plan is technically to try to go to sleep and for then a wake couple up hours and then wake up.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we can't miss it.
Well,
like,
no,
we have to set like 50 alarms.
Yeah,
we cannot miss this.
Well, no, yes.
I am so excited. It's like when they do a V Live, because it's like right now, this moment, you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And I think I'm so excited because we didn't get to see the concert because all the concerts got, like, postponed. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, you know, this is going to be like the concert. Like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And they've been working so hard and they're so excited. And it's kind of like you're feeling their excitement. Like, they're feeling ours. And we're like, oh my God. Okay. So, if you guys get a chance, follow us on Instagram because we might go live tonight.
And we posted how to go
how to watch Bang Bang Con because a lot of people who have bought tickets are like, I don't know where the link is. I don't know how to access it. So I put like a how to watch it on our Instagram, which apparently has been helpful. I also posted it on Weavers. So if you're on Weavers, search hashtag AE Talk. And I did it capital A, capital E, capital T. But I also did it in all lowercase too because Weavers is case sensitive when you search hashtags, which is interesting. But anyways, look that up. Watch Bong Bong Kong.
Oh my god.
Watch Bang Bang Kong. Follow us on Instagram. Message us. Stay in touch. We're so excited. And we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.